Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Arthur Duck, and I'm Stephanie White. And my partner is Anoshi, Queen Anoshi.
Hello.
Here, and say hello, Queen Anoshi.
Hello.
And we are welcoming Tanya Robinson here tonight with us. Welcome, Tanya.
Good evening, ladies. Thank you for having me.
Okay, we're glad to have you. All right, Tanya, your book is, you know, intriguing. Yeah, so, you know, she's making a lot of choices here, what she wants to do.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Now, don't want to love you, but I do. Now, how did you come about writing this book?
You know, this story was actually birthed in physical therapy. Basically, if there is a scene, well, actually, a lot of it is from what actually happened in therapy. I have to say, allegedly, according to my attorney, though.
Okay.
Let me just clear that part up. But
I hear you.
Basically, you know, I people watch, and I noticed that one of the patients was, like, really looking at the receptionist weird. And, you know, we had the same schedule, so every time I was there, he was there. So, you know, I just noticed things. And mm-hmm. as it progressed to a couple of weeks, you know, he was sending her flowers and notes and stuff like that. And, you know, actually physical therapy is universal. It's just like the hair salon. You know, there's a lot of gossip in there also. So, yeah, I didn't know that. So I was enlightened and, you know, got some tidbits and juicy tea while I was there. But, you know, I was actually the one who told her because, you know, the office was trying to figure out who it was. And I'm like, I know who it is.
Yeah.
So basically that's where it was birthed. And actually, when just to fast forward a bit, when I left physical therapy, I told her I was going to write this book. I said, you're going to have to die, though. She's like, no, don't kill me. I'm like, no, you got to die.
You gotta kill somebody in the pool. That's what it is. You really do. Now, who's your favorite character?
My favorite characters, I guess, would be because they are based kind of loosely on me. I would say Sasha and MJ.
Okay, Sasha and MJ. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the young man, I'm sure, is allegedly based on the person that was in that group. So,
well, actually, he comes later.
Okay, he comes
but
later.
But he does play an integral role, the guy from the physical therapy office, most definitely.
Okay. So we got a brothel in here, and we got DEA involved. So we got a little bit of everything in here.
Yeah, it's pretty involved. Actually, it's over 100,000 words, and I kind of broke it up. I was kind of on the fence between just releasing a book with that many words, but that way you kind of to see how it turned out for everyone in one shot, which I kind of prefer because sometimes I don't like to wait for the next installment. Like, give it to me right now.
Yeah. That's true. Okay, we got a caller, so let's get them involved. Okay, caller 248. How are you today, and welcome to Arthur Talk. You want to talk to Tanya?
Hi, Tanya. It's Dana. How are you doing?
Hey, Dana Lee. How you doing?
Great. I just want to call in, listen, and show my support. I love everything that she's doing.
Appreciate
I'm a big supporter
it,
of a mixed media group. So I want to make sure, you know, I gave her a call in. I'm really excited about the new book.
Me too. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. If nobody else does, I do.
Appreciate you too, Mom. Good luck,
joke,
queen.
Joke.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'm very proud of you, queen, and I wish you nothing but much love and success.
Back at you.
All right. And thank you for calling.
Thank you. You guys have a great evening.
You too.
All right, caller 336. You want to talk to Tanya? This is Oscar.
Hey, Tanya. It's Clay.
Hey, what's up? Tay about to send the homing pigeon after you to see if you're okay.
You know, I dropped my phone in the toilet, but I just wanted to congratulate you and much success on your new novel.
Appreciate
it. So proud of you.
Thank you. Back at you.
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
Hello. I don't know. My phone's going out. I want to make sure I'm still with y'all because I took that
new Okay, you there?
Yeah, I think everybody's phone tripping tonight. I'm here.
Okay. Well, she said she dropped it in the toilet, didn't she? So that might be why.
Yeah, that was, that's like my bestie. I haven't spoken to her in a few days, and, you know, because of phone issues. So she had posted something about a pigeon.
I talked about the pigeon, too. She put it in some rice, it'll be okay. Okay, no, you got anything to ask, Tanya?
Yeah, I was actually reading the synopsis, and it says that Margaret Wellington, I guess she's the grandparent of these, and she had a brothel.
Yes.
Like, I'm ready to read this. It's kind of interesting. Like, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. And I hear how you came up with the concept of that and everything. But how did you bring it together? Like, how did you see
again, allegedly, per my attorney, I may or may not have known some people that have done some things, and it's basically incorporated into this story.
Wow.
And basically, the way I kind of wrote it, I wanted everybody to be able to have their own individual storyline. Just in case, like, you wouldn't imagine which one could possibly be their spinoff. So I kind of made every character integral part of the story.
Okay. Oh, okay. You didn't, like, have a fear when you were writing this book?
A fear?
A fear of the repercussions behind writing it?
Well, I changed the name to protect the guilty. and I changed the state that it may or may not have happened in.
Uh-huh, I see.
So the only way they're going to really know is if they say something. Hey, why did you do that? But see, but you know what? My friends know that they are fodder and they can be in between the pages at any given time. They already know that up front. So.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
They're cool with it. You know, I got some interesting friends.
I see.
So, actually, I kind of had a good time writing this because it, you know, kind of gave me some flashbacks to some things, allegedly.
Tell me a little bit about Agent Noble.
That is going to be, well, he actually is a slippery kind of character. I mean, up front, he's all in, like he really cares about her, but it's going to be so ambiguous that you don't know if he's just doing it as a front or is he really trying to set her up.
Wow.
So that's going to be interesting as that unfolds, basically.
Gotcha.
And then,
we
well, Basha herself, she's, pardon, go ahead. Sasha has been in love already, so, you know, her husband actually passed. So she's not really looking for love, and she's fighting it, you know, hence the title. That's where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be some interesting dynamics between those two, how they go back and forth. You know, sometimes you can't fight it. The heart wants what it wants.
Well, now, that's true. I love your cover.
Thank you.
Your cover is beautiful. It kind of draws you into what's getting ready to happen.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of covers out here. You know, they might be bright or vibrant or something like that. You know, I like to be different, you know, so we kind of opted for the pastel look, so to speak.
Yeah, well, you know, every cover has its place. You know, you got to know.
True.
You know, what you need for whatever purpose.
You know, I'd just rather be a trailblazer than a follower.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. All right, we got a caller. 410. Do you want to talk to Tanya? Okay, they're listening. All right, no problem. All right, continue. Go ahead, Anosha.
I think that's all I have. You have any other questions?
No, I mean, who designed your book covers? Since we're talking about book covers.
I believe Brittany Williams did it.
Oh, yes.
Brittany.
She's very unique.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She's a trailblazer. She does not follow the crowd at all.
Yeah, I kind of... You know, I have to be outside that box for the most part. And basically with anything that I write, it's not going to be so much, you know, the overused storyline that you see. Like, I really try to come up with something original and put my own flip on it, so to speak.
Okay. Now, what genre is your book written in?
This one, it's going to be some comedy. I actually made up my own genre of romedy. It's a combination of romance and comedy.
Okay, I like that.
That's a good one.
That's good.
Kind of like, you know how Alfred Hitchcock used to be, you know, do his little cameo in all his movies, you know, just do a walkthrough or something?
Yeah.
All my books are going to have that common theme. It's going to be some humor in there. And it's going to be some kind of food reference because I love food and I'm just funny as hell. So that's going to be my common staple throughout any of my books.
Oh, I love Alfred Hitchcock. I think he was a very talented man. And I love how he inserted himself in every film he ever made.
That humor in the food, because I just eat like I could eat nonstop. Like, I really appreciate food. Food is my friend, one of my best friends.
Well, mine too. So we doing that together. So what's in store for you next?
Excuse me?
What's in store for you next? Do you have anything else I'm cooking in the lab?
Yes, actually, again, you know, I was actually in a car accident, hence going to therapy. So I actually have 4 books done. So I was able to accomplish that, you know, in my downtown. Actually, I'm still down. You know, it's not healed yet. So I'm getting ready to start another book and getting ready to release the author on my own imprint, which is Up Next Media Group. So we're working out that, and I'm waiting for her to... And me and her project.
All right, Tanya, you got
your
book written?
Excuse me?
you have your book with you?
Upstairs. I'm actually downstairs right now. What you need?
Okay. No, I thought you had it with you. I was going to tell you to read us a passage from there. Just build up the reader.
Girl, I'm prepared. Give me a second.
You always got to tweet them.
Listen, you got to be proactive, time management, all that.
I know.
So you're available while you're doing that. You're available on Amazon.
Yes.
Are you? Do you have a website or anything like that, or is this just on Amazon?
Right now, I do have upnextmg.com. It should be up live again on Saturday, I was told, because I'm actually adding some other things to it, getting it redone. Actually, my background is music industry, and most of the folks that got out of the industry are in the TV and film space now. So that's where we're headed. We're getting ready to start filming a show in the next month, actually. So we have to, like, update the website and all this other stuff. And
so
I also have a... Pardon?
What's the name of your show that you're going to be...
It's a comedy. It's going to be called Tell-A-Tale, co-written by myself and actually Miss Dana, who was on the line earlier. That's one show. I'm also an agent for 30 Scripts, so we I got some feelers for two of them right now, so I just keep it moving. Like, I can't sit on any laurels. I got 27 more to go to get some interest in, so... You know, I'm constantly working and building, networking, basically, you know, because the movie and TV is the end game. I still love the write. I will still do that, but, you know, I have bigger goals.
You always should.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be Facebook famous. I'm a grown-up.
Thank you.
Are you ready? You ready to read?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just had to pull up this document. All right, let me see. Trying to see a PG. Okay. I just got to remember to bleep out the word. Okay. You're a pretty chocolate mug. Your body is near perfect and your muscles are strategically bulging right where they need to be. There's only one thing left to find out. What's that? Amir nervously asked. I need to know if you can screw. Amir moved his lips to say something but was silenced by her hand. I'll be the judge of that. Let's go. That was Amir's introduction to Sasha. Basically, it's a proven ground for her. She has a proven ground for her clients where they have to be able to perform a certain way to be in her employ. So she kind of... facilitates that process with her employers.
Yeah, delicately.
Was that a nice way to say that? I'm trying not to cuss. Okay, this is Sasha and Agent Noble's first meeting. He actually crashes into a car. That's how they meet. So we don't know if that's deliberate, you know, so that's just something in there. My thoughts were interrupted by a tap on the door. I looked up and saw the most handsome man that I hadn't seen in a while. He was full fine and what? No, this can't be him. As I noticed the name on the front of his jacket as he got closer, the lights were dim to my concussion, but when I saw his name clearly, I wanted to jump off the stretcher and smack the crap out of him. Ms. Brock, my name is... I already know your name, and you need to leave, Sasha spat as she interrupted him. Well, I just wanted to... He tried to finish his sentence and was cut off by Sasha again. Not interested, Agent Noble. Can you please leave? Sasha demanded. Feisty little thing, huh? Agent Noble assumed. Excuse you? There's no need for you to know what, who, or how I am after you try to kill me, Sasha shot back. Oh, but there is, he declared, and I didn't try to kill you, for the record. Like I said, it was an unfortunate accident, and the department will make sure you are fully compensated for the destruction of your life because of it. Oh, I get it. So you're just here to try to pay me off so we can avoid litigation, she laughed. The next time I see your face, it will be in the courtroom. Believe that.
She fights it for real.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want
to get on like some deep character.
Right. I know you can't read it all, but I want more.
Hello.
Right. She sounds like me.
Okay, this is, like I just wanted to, I'll just drop one more. Sasha was sitting on the lounge chair speaking to a potential client when Jay whizzed by her. Sasha jumped out of her seat. Excuse me, I'll be right back, she said as the said to the client as she followed the stranger outside. She pulled out one of her business cards and said, excuse me, sir, I think you dropped this, she beamed. Jay went through the act of looking at the ground and checked his side pocket to see if he really dropped something. He took the business card from her and it read DPS Employment Services, Sasha Brock owner. He noticed it had all of her pertinent information on it, mainly a phone number. I'm sorry, miss, I don't think this is mine. I don't know a Sasha Brock. Jay replied. Call the number and you will, she grinned. Jay caught himself and thought he must be slipping. He knew that he would certainly be using the number on the card, though. Count on it. Sasha's smooth.
Yes. Now, how close to Sasha are you?
Very.
I can hear... As you talk, I can hear you or you and her or her and you or whichever one, you know. So I was thinking,
Sasha is my alter ego.
Oh, gotcha. That's what I'm getting ready to ask. So are we going to hear anything else from Sasha?
Let me see. Sasha is busy little bee.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she is.
She is a sweetheart. She is, but you know, they all are in their own way, though.
But all sweethearts are crazy.
Crazy. Well, yeah. There's her older sister. That will be Taj. Taj is crazy.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Where is that? That should be my name.
Now, is any of you inside of that character as well?
Taj, you know, I got Taj from a member of this book group that I'm in. That's who she is based on.
Okay.
Okay.
That's interesting.
She is off the chain crazy, but, you know, she has a story, too, which is, like I said, like in part two, you're really going to see why she is the way she is, and she's kind of going to do a 360 because... The title, like, I Don't Wanna Love You, But I Do, it's going to stand for all of the characters because they're all going to be in that situation where they can actually say that. So it's kind of going to get flipped, and, you know, I don't think readers are going to be expecting how it gets flipped.
So like you said, each character's got their own story.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, that's kind of how I wanted to do it. Like I said, you know, it could be an experiment, but I just want to do something different. You know, when you're just dealing with a couple of main characters and, you know, no one else really has the story, they're just extras. I didn't want the extras. I wanted everyone to have a story.
So with you being in the film industry, that's why you did that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's loaded with it. But go ahead.
Because they're all, you know, pretty much play a role, so.
Tell us again where we can get your book, because, like, time is dwindling. Tell us again where we can get your book. Your social media, Twitter, Instagram, all of those addresses as well.
It's on Amazon, soon to be on my website. Soon as it will go live with that, and I'll let everybody know that. But right now, it's on Gangster Amazon, because that's what Amazon is, a gangster. But let me just say one thing. You know, I was a reader before I was anything else, and, you know, as far as, you know, putting out my other authors, but this is, like, my first one that I'm actually dropping. And the next one actually is going to be called Intoxicated by His Love. Let me tell you, that man is boiler rabbit crazy, fatal attraction crazy.
Oh, God.
Yes. But,
now,
you know,
when is that?
Yeah, that's probably been next month.
When is Intoxicated by His Love dropping?
Next month.
Okay.
Before the month is out, I'm just looking for a date right now. But let me just say this to whoever's listening. To me, this is my definition. A new writer kind of equates to walking into a new class, and the classmates may prefer Drake. No new friends, no new friends. So... you know, I have to be me. I can't walk on eggshells, so we scrambling eggs around. But seriously, the only thing to take care of that is time. And, you know, I sing more to the tune of Biggie. If you don't know, now you know.
True.
Are you on Instagram or Twitter? And how can you
My Twitter handle is @catchme1, and my Instagram is upnextmg. Yeah, I need to actually get back on Instagram a lot. I'm more on Twitter more than I'm on anything else.
Okay.
Even, Facebook.
Is there anything that you would want to tell any upcoming authors that are feeling discouraged or anything?
You know what, the state of the industry, it's really sad right now. You know, again, like I said, I'm a woman first, and this cattiness and the jealousy and the backstabbing, it's unfortunate, you know, but I'm actually used to it, you know, because the music industry and the lit industry, they're interchangeable. So, you know, like I feel right at home, and it's sad that I have to be, because I had no idea that the lit industry was like this. But it is what it is, and I just wish everybody could be grown ups, basically.
I agree.
Recording. I know I do.
I do too. I don't
like
the game.
You coming to the award show next month? You coming to the award show next month?
No.
Yeah, I'm going. It's going to be awesome.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's your hometown.
No, my hometown is New York. I just happen to reside in this state. New York is always going to be home for me.
Okay. Well, Tanya, we thank you for coming. We hope to see you again. Like I said, we're changing our format as of June 1. So we're going to be a little different.
Okay.
Than what you see out there now. So, that's what we're working on now. And we thank you. And I'll put this in your box and you can share it with your family. Okay?
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. Yeah, well, I have to come back so we can talk about Crazy Thorpe in the next title.
I know that's right.
All righty. Yeah, have a good evening. Thanks again.
Anosha, give me a call or hit me up on Marco Polo, one of them, okay?
Okay.
Anosha. All right.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.
All right.